Harold Coda, curator in charge of the Costume Institute, discusses one of his favorite paintings.
What I love about this portrait is that it is evidence of the gender play that occurs throughout fashion history. A husband and wife are shown wearing virtually the same bodice. Mr. Phelps Stokes has a wingtip collar and a bow tie, and Mrs. Phelps wears an almost identical collar and a pleated front shirt, also with a bow tie.
There's more.
She's taken a jacket of one fabric with a skirt of another fabric and paired them together in the way that men's apparel frequently is worn. Women's clothing, in the 19th century especially, was created as an ensemble. One would have the same blue broadcloth for the jacket as the broadcloth of the skirt, or the same white piqué for the jacket as one would have for the skirt. So to have this pairing of a dark jacket with a light skirt suggests her desire to cite the sportive quality and the power that is derived from male dress. The mixing of sportswear elements in her ensemble, the natty straw boater, again, something that's taken from menswear, alludes not only to her referencing of men's attire, but also to the fact that she is a woman of leisure and privilege.
Mrs. Phelps Stokes' prominence in the painting seems to echo her adoption of masculine garb. In reality, the society lady lived a paradox. In the public world of men, she was supposed to be invisible. But in the private sphere, she ruled.